Don't feel intimidated. Don't be intimidated.
No, I wrote that down. I actually just wrote, that's how much I know you.
Okay.
I actually put that in the notes.
Am I intimidating?
No, no. Well, you used to try.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Business with the Alessis. Cheers to you. Got my coffee cup filled with nice hot coffee today. And I'm glad you're joining us because we're going to be talking about things with Mary and I that we don't get to talk about much on Sundays. And today, because family is everybody's business, we feel like this discussion that I'm going to let Mary give us an intro to in just a second plays out in family environments as well as even in corporate, professional, and maybe even just friend environments when you're out in society. So today, I think you're going to find this real inspiring, and I would encourage you, as you look on the table in front of us, we've got great merch for our Family Business Podcast, and we are actually wearing it on occasion, especially—
Yeah, I love mine.
I had my hoodie on the other day while I was outside with the chilly weather here in Miami. So, Mary, what are we going to be looking at today?
I'm excited about this. It's called, How Do You Deal with Feeling Intimidated?
Mm-hmm.
When you walk through an experience into a room, maybe you're having a conversation with somebody and you feel small.
Yeah.
You feel afraid. What do you do with that feeling? And I wanted to talk about this because of a recent scenario. And you were telling me about it. And I thought, okay, don't keep talking about it. We got to get in the podcast booth and we have to talk about this. Because you and I over the years have both dealt with the many layers of intimidation all throughout our years. And when you're young, it can really weigh on you. And you don't know how to identify that it is intimidation that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But you were telling me just yesterday, you had to go down to our government center and go through a ceremony with some police officers, and that you could just feel how many of them were dealing with such a— we call it a spirit because mm-hmm. it is a spirit.
Right.
But just that feeling of being intimidated in the room they're in.
Yeah.
And even the people that have the badge and the authority and have gone to school and done the training.
Yeah.
You were able in that moment to say to one particular pretty high up,
yeah,
go over and shake everybody's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Take the room, lead the room. And that is something that someone who's dealt with intimidation mm-hmm. over the years mm-hmm. can absolutely give instruction to.
Yeah. Now, I think right away we need to bring this to where family's at, so it's just not corporate. Because immediately,
no, it's true.
The examples in my mind go to the corporate setting when both of us are on a platform somewhere and we're feeling intimidated.
Yeah.
So first, intimidation is really a matter of just feeling small.
Yeah.
So you look at others in the room, you think they're bigger.
Or they know more.
More influential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel less than, so you feel small.
Right.
It could happen with young kids. If somebody's dealing with acne at an early age and walk into a room where all the others are not, and their skin is flawless, it's easy to feel intimidated.
Yeah.
Weight. Over the years, being husky when I was growing up. Getting around athletes would feel intimidated.
Yes.
So this is something that young people deal with. Of course, couples will struggle with it. I can remember some of the challenges that you and I had early on with our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Being around other couples, it's easy to start comparing.
Right.
Saying to your spouse, hey, I wish you were like so-and-so.
Yeah.
And then when you're around so-and-so, it's easy for that spouse to feel intimidated because they've been compared to that person.
Well, his wife doesn't do that, and her husband isn't that way.
And then you get around there, her husband or his wife, and you realize, oh, I feel less than because look what they do. So it's easy to feel intimidated there. Plus, it's easy to feel intimidated, especially in the career setting.
Absolutely.
When you're around the higher-ups.
Yeah.
And so being 63 years of age— and you at your beautiful age where you're at, we've learned.
I'm 55. I'll be 56 at the end of February. I'm okay. I'm not intimidated by age anymore.
So we've been in plenty of environments
yes.
where we've had to deal with intimidated. Because you just can't say to somebody, don't feel intimidated. Don't be intimidated.
No, I wrote that down. I actually just wrote, that's how much I know you.
Okay.
I actually put that in the notes.
Am I
here
intimidating?
Today. No, no. You? Well, you used to try.
Ooh.
But I wrote that down. The usual response is to just say, well, just don't be intimidated.
Don't be ridiculous.
But that's ridiculous because you are intimidated. It does make you feel small. You know, other areas that can make you feel small? Your in-laws. If you don't feel like you measure up, you can really struggle with your in-laws. And if, and in our culture, sadly, it is true, the European culture, Italians do it, Hispanics do it, their children are the greatest gift to the world. And we all feel that way about our kids, obviously, but sometimes we don't understand as in-law parents, you can make your in-law kid feel very intimidated that they're not enough for you and for your child. And that's a tough one. And then it can really affect the marriage that you have with your spouse because of the things you think your in-laws are expecting that they might not be.
Mm-hmm.
So again, to just say, don't be intimidated is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that you're going to feel that way. And when you do feel that way, there are some practicals that you can operate in that really do kill that feeling and build your confidence and build your courage.
Yeah. If you're drawing a vision, you're joining us this year and thinking about a vision for your life, where you want to be down the road, where you want to be a year from now, where you want to be 5 years from now, and you struggle with a little bit of that intimidation, then put that in your vision.
Yeah.
You put it out there. I'm going to be secure, confident, and when I'm tempted to feel intimidated, I'm going to address it.
Yep.
I won't be that person that's always intimidated. You got to put that in because I think for myself, just the experience in my life that made me where I deal with it the most is in my profession.
Yeah.
Because my profession has us on platforms all the time. Your profession has as well. And I can tell the story for you when you had to deal with it on a massive stage.
Right.
But I would deal with it because I'd get around people that had tremendous communications gifts and they had revelation gift and they were great when it came to hitting that pulpit. Now, they weren't so good behind closed doors, but they were great up there.
That's right. They had a mess behind the scenes.
Yeah. So I would immediately want to compare myself to that. And then when I would be put in that environment in front of them, because now they're sitting in the pew while I'm on the platform, man, that spirit of intimidation starts to hit.
Right.
And I can remember one time feeling so small that I feel lost in the middle of my message. And I'm looking around, literally, I'm like, I wish there was a trap door somewhere on this platform so I can just disappear because I felt like I was bombing. And it was all because of intimidation.
Yeah.
It wasn't because I couldn't do my thing and I didn't have the information to communicate. It was all this intimidation that was speaking louder to me then I would even say the Spirit of God who's leading me to say certain things. I was listening to the voices of intimidation more so than what I needed to say and what I knew I could communicate. Yours, I remember being on that stage where you had two heavyweight ministers.
Artists,
That you had to go in and kind of do cleanup.
Well, I felt like they had called the wrong person. Like I was not. I was not the one they intentionally meant to have come sing with these two big artists in the middle of. One opened, the other one closed, and I was in the middle. And I the whole time I'm thinking, did they really mean to call somebody else? Did they think I'm somebody else? Why did they call me? And I had to walk through that door. And I'd always seen you as a person that just wasn't intimidated because men try not to show that. Like men don't want to ever admit that they're feeling intimidated. And I didn't want to admit it, but I was feeling tremendous intimidation. And I can tell you what got me through that moment was getting up knowing that I couldn't compete with the others and I didn't have to. And just be you, Mary. Just get up there and just do what you do and don't try in your mind to think competitively, because that's the worst thing you can do when you're dealing with being intimidated, because now it's like a one-upism. I'm going to one-up, and then you just look stupid because you feel small and now you're acting small. And the best thing to do is just go, hey, people will fall in love with you and you'll trump anybody that's even trying to intimidate you by going, I'm not even trying to compete with you.
Yeah.
And that kills that mindset of intimidation that you battle on the inside. And I remember I just got up and I thought, well, I don't have a band with me. They've all got bands. I don't have singers with me. They've all got singers. I'm just going to sing with one keyboard player and just sing.
And tracks.
And I didn't use my tracks because I knew that couldn't compete with what a live band would do. So I looked at my MD and I said, do not hit the track. We're just going to sing here. And it was the best thing I could have ever done because that's what I do when I'm alone by myself. And I just brought the best part of me, the part that I feel the most comfortable with.
Yeah.
And that resonated in that room. And it taught me a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
That if I walk through big doors and I'm trying to be a big dog, it's not going to work out for me.
Yeah. Then you got that spirit of competition.
That's what it leads
to. That's on you.
That's right.
But when it comes to that intimidation, I think ultimately, Mary, it's you put that out. Because, you know, we say it's a spirit. It is. A spirit is manifested. You put out that you're intimidated.
Right.
And it's really, you tell on yourself. It's like when they say, all right, go up to that horse. You're going to get on that horse and ride the horse. But don't let the horse know that you're nervous.
Right.
Well, that's stupid. The horse is 10 times heavier than I am, much bigger
than
I
am. He's going to feel my
heartbeat. It's feeling, it knows I'm afraid of it to a certain degree. But they tell you, don't be afraid.
Right.
Get on it. And act confident.
Yes.
If you're going to tell the horse to go forward or pull on its reins, don't just, barely pull. Yank those chains. If you're going to go forward, kick it and give it a nice kick in the side. Sometimes when it comes to intimidation, you got to be willing to say, I may be intimidated in this moment, but like you said, Mayor, I'm just going to go with my strength.
That's it. Where do I feel comfortable?
Who am
I? That's right.
And when it comes to the platform for me over the years, I've just had to say, look, I know there's people that are better communicators than me. That's fine.
Yeah.
But not too many of them are better people than I am.
Right.
Better men than I am.
Better fathers, okay? Husbands, pastors.
All those things that come together. So I'm going to be okay with where I'm strong, but I'm also going to be okay with where I'm not that strong.
Right.
And not let my weakness or those areas that I'm not that strong in cause me to feel less than, but that's a head game.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to myself while I'm on the horse. No, be confident. Be positive. Kick this baby. Pull those reins. Go. Speak with authority. Go forward. Because it helps me then deal with the intimidation.
And I think that's the part I want you to speak even more to. Because you walk in the doors. Since we started our church and we had just a handful of people, you made it your business to get into the Doral community. And I know we want to talk about families, and we will. We'll circle back. But this is also very important for every man, every father who is out there hitting the pavement every single day and is feeling small. And then he comes home and he doesn't know how to communicate. Man, my environment beats me up. I feel so inadequate. Or maybe they feel inadequate as a dad or as a husband. And you, I've watched you overcome in every season those moments to the practical side of that. Like, when we started the podcast, your first thought was to tell this young man that you knew was afraid, go over right now and shake everybody's hand. Don't wait for anybody to come shake your hands. You go over and you take the room. I have watched you do that, and I would just follow behind you because I was intimidated in rooms with pretty prominent people, and you'd walk in the room and just go over and make yourself known. It was never obnoxious, and it wasn't a, hey, come see me. I want to be seen. You never did that. But you were just always kind, and it would release everybody else to not be intimidated and go, oh, thank God somebody's over here talking because I'm terrified. And it would just release that, but you would initiate. You'd walk through the room in many settings where there'd be politicians there and we didn't know anybody, but we were invited to be there and there's hundreds of people and everybody's trying to jockey for position to get up to the mayor, to get up to the governor. And you never did that. You'd go over and meet every police officer that was in that room and shake their hand. And now when you walk in any of the Doral board meetings, chamber, any gathering we have, those police officers walk over to you and shake your hand. And I'm bragging a little bit because
yes, you are. Appreciate it.
I know, knowing you, what you've had to overcome, the self-talk to get into a room that is important, not for you, but for your church, for our community. You wanted to make sure that your voice was heard, but that you were also a resource. Intimidation can keep us from being a huge resource to the environment around us. Mm-hmm. When we're just intimidated by it.
Yeah.
But then we can bring that home as a dad, as a mom, and it's kind of the eggshells that are below the surface that we don't know, but it's bugging us, and it's just an intimidating feeling we're having based on our environment, our job, and it's killing us. And then we get petty, and then we point fingers, and we blame, when really it's just a lack of confidence. Mm-hmm. So even speaking to that, right. How to overcome that.
You know, I think when we're in an environment, any environment, when we're in the environment where we start to sense there's intimidation there on our part, and we're feeling small, we feel like we don't belong, we have to remind ourselves of who we are,
yeah.
and what we do bring to the table, okay? Who we are, what we do bring to the table. Helps us at least say, I don't have to be that, but I'm this. So growing up, our son was, he was kind of soft.
Sensitive.
No, and no, physically he was soft. He was not a football player. He wasn't the rough tumble football player to get out there on the field and
oh, as a little boy, yeah.
As a little boy,
yeah, as a little boy,
growing up, he yeah. just wasn't that guy. He wasn't out there, you know, running after somebody just to take
him
out
him
and really, yeah, yeah. You know, one thing to tackle him. I mean, take him out, just take their head off. He wasn't that aggressive,
right?
So when he was in school, he had a couple of guys who were like that start to pick on him and bully him, and in particular, there was one guy that I knew if Chris did not stand up to somehow, then Chris would be forever this guy's punching bag because he was just rude and obnoxious.
He was a bully.
He was what I would have been without a strong father.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Growing up when I was in middle school and high school, especially high school. So he came home and he told me the guy did something to him after like the third time. My instinct was to say, well, Chris, turn around, just punch him in the mouth. And that was not going to resolve this issue with Chris because he was not the punch you in the mouth kind of kid. So I said to Chris, just talk your way out of it. You're really good with your words.
He was amazing, even
you're,
as a kid.
You're quick-witted.
Yeah, yeah.
Say something.
He's so smart. Mm-hmm.
To talk your way out of it so that you can live to fight another day. Because
yeah.
These bullies don't go away overnight. So talk your way out of it. Do whatever you need to do. And if you got to start making fun of them, make fun of them to disarm him.
Yeah.
Or you're either going to disarm him or you're going to make him so mad that he's going to finally hit you and then we're going to get the kid expelled.
Right.
Okay? Because he can't be doing that to you. What I was trying to say to Chris was, don't go toe-to-toe.
Right.
Just play to your strengths.
Yes.
And lean into those strengths. Because Chris, he may be stronger than you, but he's not better than you.
Right.
Because most likely the reason he's acting like a bully is because he doesn't have the humor, the wit, the fun-loving way that you are. So he's got to pull you down a little bit. So right. you kind of match wits with wits in that his wit is he's going to push you around, bully you, threaten you. But your wit is you can make fun of yourself and you can make fun of him.
Right.
You can bring other people into it by
make somebody laugh
yeah. And you can change and
disarm the whole thing.
That's it. So that ultimately is what happened. The point there about intimidation is play to your strengths.
Right.
What are you good at? So you go to your mother-in-law's and she's making you feel less than, or your father-in-law, you're feeling intimidated being around them because they're so good at this or so controlling here or there. Hey, step back for a minute and say, what are you good at?
Right.
And whatever you're good at, be comfortable with that. Okay, that's you right. may not cook, but can you clean? So when it comes time to clean the kitchen, get up there and clean the kitchen. Do your thing.
Right.
Don't compare yourself, feel intimidated that you can't put a bread casserole together like she can or whatever that may look like. Go over and clean. You know,
right.
Do something that you feel that you're good at and don't be intimidated and sit there on the couch dreading
yeah.
the moment you get there to the moment you leave, you can't wait to get out.
Yeah.
Be okay with that. All right. So you're young and you do have acne. Yeah, that may be the case, but you're probably pretty smart.
Right.
Lean into your studies. Maybe you're a musician. You're a little nerdy compared to the athlete. Lean into that. Don't let the athlete or those who are different than you intimidate you. Lean into what you are strong in. So you would say, I can walk into an environment and not be intimidated. Yeah, I'm intimidated, but I say to myself, I have a role to play in these people's lives. And my role to play is one that's spiritual. And if it's spiritual, it means I'm not going to be up there competing with what they're doing right now in a professional
right.
environment.
Right.
So I don't have to do that and be intimidated. When I would get up to pray in front of them, yeah, there's always a little intimidation. But then I would say to myself, but I'm me. I know how to talk to God in a personal way, and I know how to make everybody listen to me in this prayer
right.
feel like, okay, God is speaking to them too, and I'm down to earth.
Right.
I'm a human. I'm real. I'm authentic. I want them to know that part of me. Now, I don't have the long, eloquent prayers. You're not going to see me on somebody's social media feed standing before Congress and opening up in a word of prayer. I'm okay over here in Doral or at the city of Miami, wherever I'm asked to do it, and I'm going to be okay with that. And then when I say amen, I'm going to walk away and go sit in my seat because that's what I was there for.
Right.
Play to my strength. The point is, whatever you're strong at, when you enter any environment where you're starting to feel intimidated, don't try to compete with the person.
Right.
Just know, this is where I'm strong. And when my contribution is needed, I'll be there.
That's right. I think to sum that up, the two things you can be processing and thinking in your mind when you're feeling intimidated in any setting at all, doesn't matter what it is, like all the examples we've given, when you're feeling that, play to your strengths, relax, and don't compete. Don't go there to that competitive nature. I'm not competitive by nature, but I have found over the years when I do feel intimidated, that gets stirred up in me. And it makes me start believing I have to bring something to the table that I don't have to bring. And it just makes me feel irritated and angry. And then my expectation meter's off. They expect this of me and they expect that of me. Well, that's not who I am. And you just get a bad attitude really quick. And that can happen with family members the most. And it's so important to know the self-talk in those moments to overcome that intimidation. I am who I am and I'm happy who I am. I'm open for input. I'm humble enough. If something's off, tell me. But I'm not going to get into a spirit of competition. You know where else this happens? In friendship relationships, new friendships. And we find that even in the church when new young couples or college age, and it's always when you're younger that you do struggle. And if you don't get a grip on it, well, let's put it this way. Getting a grip on it in your 20s is the greatest gift you can give yourself. Because if you don't, it will follow you. Through every season, through every relationship, through every job, through every door you walk in. And we believe God wants to take you up levels. You know, he's not satisfied to just keep you in the status quo. He wants to see you go higher in your life. Well, that's going to require you've got to face down intimidation. And you've got to get good at it. You've got to be willing to say, okay, that environment intimidated me. And that's another issue we don't want to admit that we're intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't admit we're intimidated, ego takes over, and now we just look stupid. So it's just better to say, I feel intimidated by this. I don't need to be. And here's my self-talk. I'm enough. What I bring to the table is good. What is it I bring to the table? Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm good at getting coffee. I'm good at serving. I'm good at bringing clarity to this moment. I'm good at just being sweet and being humble. I'm good at that.
And it's true.
And it is true. And it's a gift.
You here's the thing. We're not asking you to have this self-talk to deceive yourself, fake it till you make it kind of a thing. No, it's true.
It's the truth.
Everybody has something that they contribute to the environment, to the family, to the community, to their workplace.
That's right.
We all have something.
All of us.
And even in our church world, if we believe what the Bible says, that, you know, the foot and hand can't say to the foot, you're not needed, just try that, or try the foot telling the hand you're not needed. What he's, even in the Bible, it tells us there's, all of us are members of the body, like right. We are physical body. We got toes, we got feet, we got knees, we got shoulders, we got ears. We're all a part of something, which means we can contribute. So that intimidation, quite frankly, is just an enemy trying right. to keep you insecure. Now, here's what I would say. If you can be intimidated, then sometimes you can be intimidating.
You know? We're too much on the same wavelength. That was the next thing I was going to talk to you or ask you to talk about.
Okay, ask. No.
No, you said it. When you become intimidating, but it's not you're not intimidating, you're confident.
Yeah. So you've got to be sensitive to
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
So
yes.
When, you know, again, walk into a room, sit down with my kids, talking to guys up at camp, I'm always reminded that my body language is saying one thing.
Right.
And I want it to say confidence. But they've always said to me, from college on, they always said, you know, you're just cocky.
Yeah.
And I always took it to where, nah, it's because I'm from Miami and all of y'all are Southern. You know, you're from Georgia and you're coming down to that school
you're
in Lakeland.
You're good old boys.
You're just
yeah.
good old boys. Yeah. You don't know. And it's just the city, you know. But if you wanted to define cocky, I probably was it. Because I would sometimes have to overcompensate.
Right. And that's what you come across as when you do that. Yes.
So this whole intimidation thing is, if you could be intimidated because of your insecurity, then you can come across as intimidating on
yeah.
occasion, putting people in uncomfortable environments. And you never want to sow that seed. You never want to do that because, as they say, what goes around comes around. So the point is, you've got to figure out a way to be secure in who you are.
Yeah.
And be okay with who you are. Talk yourself out of who you're not.
Right.
Because you're comparing yourself to other people. And then be able to realize now when I'm around other people that I may be intimidating too, let me do my best to try to be as transparent and honest and real and open as possible.
Yeah.
Come over here, shake my hand.
Right.
Come here, let me hug you a minute.
That's right.
You know, hey, high five, great. How's it going? Cool. And, you know, one of the reasons I can move around the room pretty quick, Mary, is because I'm limited to what I'm going to say. Hey, how you doing? Great, wonderful. You? Yeah, I'm good. Hey, church is good. Yeah, how's the job? Great. Your kids, family, wonderful. Praying for you. See you. I'm out.
You know, and let me just say,
because I'm not good at going too deep. When my brain shuts off. So that's my limitation.
But see, you also call that out about yourself,
yeah.
even in public. And every time you do it, there's 10 people in the room going, oh my God, I'm the same way. Oh Lord. Oh, I don't know how to do small talk. I don't know how to work this room.
Meanwhile, you can work a freaking room.
And I hate it.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
But you're all over the place, but you actually get caught up in conversation.
I do. I can stand with one person. You yeah. float around like
I love
Muhammad
that.
Ali.
That's a good
work
one.
The room.
Yeah.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
There you go. You got that.
But, you know, the lesson here is teach your kids young. Teach them young not to be intimidated by anything or anybody. And not from a cocky position.
That's right.
Not... Don't you be intimidated by her. No. Say that is a very normal response, to be afraid and to be intimidated.
Yes, it is.
And you're going to feel that all your life. You see what you just felt there by that girl in school or that boy in school or that teacher or that other parent? You see what you just felt there? Yep. You're going to be dealing with that your whole life. Let me show you how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to compete. Don't get angry at that person. They're not trying to make you feel small. On the inside of you, you have to grow. And you have to learn to be confident in who you are. And what's for you receive it. If it's not for you, just move on in your life and don't get stuck on anything or anybody, no person, place, or thing that made you feel small. Let's work on why you feel small.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with that, because that's ultimately who's responsible for all of this.
Yeah.
I am.
Yep.
Not the person who's trying to intimidate me or that I think is trying to intimidate me. Mm-hmm. Listen, in the girl world, let me tell you, we can walk in the room and think we've read it and we know, oh, that girl over there, she thinks she's all that. And she's got the Dyson hair blow dryer and her hair's perfect and she's got money and she's got, yeah, that girl. I mean, that is the world we live in as girls. Petty, 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 petty. Yeah. And all it is I feel small, small, small.
Yeah.
That girl makes me feel like I'm uglier, I'm fatter, I'm shorter, I'm not with it. And she didn't even open her mouth. She didn't even say a word to us, mm-hmm. but yet we know. And 9 times out of 10, that girl is feeling just as small.
Yeah.
And the reason she's wearing all that makeup and doing all that hair and dressing that way is because she's trying to compete in a world she doesn't really need to compete in.
Yeah.
And it sets off a domino effect of now everybody feels crappy in the room.
Yeah.
But when you can teach your kids young, listen, reject that.
Yeah.
That person's not trying to make you feel bad.
Mm-mm.
Maybe there's something in them. Go over and talk to them and befriend them. We don't see enough movies about this. There's not enough resource out there to really teach our kids, because that's on us, to teach our children not to be so defensive when somebody makes your kid feel small. Deal with your kid as to why they feel small.
Yeah.
Make it about them and their response, not always about the external, but their internal processes of how they see themselves.
Very good. Well, I'm glad we hit this subject.
This is a good one.
Because you know what's really intimidating to me?
What?
When somebody comes up to me, starts speaking to me in Spanish, and I think I have to speak back to them in Spanish because I can't get my neutral.
Or you say it in masculine or feminine wrong, and they correct you.
I don't know. But hey, we're doing it because we're living in South Florida, and in spite of the intimidation, we're still enjoying life. Well, we hope today has encouraged you.
Yes.
Don't be intimidated. Embrace your strengths. Thanks for joining the family business.
You've just enjoyed another episode of the Family Business Podcast with the Alessis, and we can't thank you enough for being a part of our audience today. Now that you've learned more about us, here's how you can join in the family business. First, make sure you're following our podcast right now and download this episode so you can hear it at any time. Second, think of someone you know that might need or enjoy this episode and share it with them. You'll be helping them and helping us to spread the word about the family business. Third, go to alessifamilybusiness.com and tap the Ask the Alessis button. This is really cool. You could use it to record a voicemail comment or question, and we can add your voice to our conversations. Finally, while you're on our page, tap the Reviews tab and you'll see a link to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We love reading your reviews, and we might even share them on the show. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time at the Family Business with the Alessis, because family is everybody's business.